And welcome again to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is An App for a Cup of English. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Monday through Friday, I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in Grammar Notes, we will be using the past participle of verbs as adjectives. An app for a cup of English. Today I have an announcement to make. I am very excited to tell all of you that A Cup of English is available in app or application for the iPhone, the iPod Touch, the iPad, or similar devices. It is already available in iTunes. For those of you who have such a device, you can have instant access to all of my podcasts with the text, grammar notes, and photos that automatically come with the blog. Pretty cool, isn't it? No more need to turn on a computer and download. It's all there at the push of a button. I had no idea that I would get an app until I was contacted by the company that hosts my podcast, Libsyn. They told me that there was a time-limited offer for producers of podcasts. There were some forms to fill in and sign and details to work out, but the whole process went quite smoothly. Have you ever looked at some of the apps that are now available? There are so many of them. My husband has a Droid which also uses apps. He has one that gives step-by-step directions to anywhere you want to go. Another lists restaurants, their times of operation, comments on the food, and makes recommendations. And the list goes on. Apple first opened its App Store in iTunes in July of 2008. As of the 15th of January, there were 133,979 applications made by different producers. And guess how many downloads? About 3 billion. I love those big numbers. I suppose apps are supposed to make your life easier by giving you quick access to needed or wanted information. What a great invention! Technology is changing and getting updated so quickly that I feel I need to keep up with the changes. When I think back to the first computer games we had, Pac-Man and Pong, I am amazed at the progress that has been made. In this area, I certainly don't want to be left behind. Grammar notes. Using the past participle of a verb as an adjective. Watched. The new movie has been watched by more people in recorded history. Needed. You are needed in the conference room, please. Signed. The document will be signed and delivered tomorrow. Recommended. That hotel is not recommended by people I know. Left. The passports were left on the kitchen table. The couple didn't realize until they arrived at the airport. Well, that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, check out the app if you want to. If not, feel free to send me an email to acupofenglish@live.com. I would love to hear from you and let me know any questions or comments that you have. Until next time, bye-bye.